for making the movie Corner with Fleming over Cooper?
Well, we, you know, obviously we just thought that, you know, we needed to, Coop is obviously, you know, has had some issues in there, but I think the other part, Fleming has practiced really well for us, you know, since he's been here, and we kind of said, you know, hey, we need to see if this guy can play, and, you know, as it turned out, we had a couple new guys in there, but yeah, you know, that was kind of the driving force of it, you know, it wasn't just Coop not, you know, playing as well as we like. It was also Fleming showing us in practice and, you know, going against our first offense and that, you know, for a couple of weeks, you know, maybe this guy, you know, deserves a look. And so we, you know, we said, hey, let's take a look and see what, how it'll turn out.
As precious as Trevor Corners are, how surprised are you if this guy was out there?
Well, you know, we've been like it. We, you know, we had the same thing with a big guy like Vickerson. You know, I mean, they're just, sometimes, you know, I guess you just get fortunate in that regard. I mean, so, you know, we were happy, you know, last year, you know, that was Cooper, you know. So, I mean, it's, you know, you just sometimes, you know, the need is, you know, allows people to rise up too, you know, and the opportunity. So, and for those guys, whoever that is, you know, the key thing, like we talk about all the time, is, you know, if you're working against our offense, you need to realize that these are your games right now. You have to get better, because in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're talking about this Tuesday, Wednesday with our players, that, hey, 3 weeks, somebody else is going to be in need. And you have to be ready. You have to prepare yourself like that and take advantage of that opportunity out there. And it's a great opportunity, because, you know, you're working against an NFL offense, and it can train you for that opportunity that's about to happen to somebody.
What do you think of the speed at which you go through practice, the speed of plays? Isn't it kind of hard to get a gauge on whether a guy?
Well, it's all, I always say it's always hard, you know, because, you know, as defensive coaches, we don't know exactly what's being asked of the defensive players representing, in this case, let's say it's the Rams defense, you know, so we can't really get into that, but we can only judge on his skills as we see him, you know, change of direction, you know, ability to stay close, a little bit of the feel for the game. I mean, again, we have to be careful, because, you know, they might be telling him to do something very specific, you know, based on how that coverage is played by the opponent. But I think you know, when you watch out there, you can gain a feel for a guy to a little bit of a degree there. But, you know, it's challenging, but, you know, I think you can get a feel for it.
The time.
Well,
maybe even Gaines as well.
Well, you know, of course, we had Gaines. We know a lot more about Gaines. I mean, because we've been, you know, he's been with us. So, you know, Fleming was a lot shorter, you know, work span in there, the body of work that we could look at. So, yeah, there was some unknown in it. And, you know, like I said, we saw enough to say, hey, let's take the leap.
The time of possession ratio against the Chargers was nearly double in your favor. And that's not going to happen every game, but when you guys win the time of possession battle, how big is that for you guys?
Well, I think it's huge, and it's really, you know, time of possession is a two-part deal, and as it always is, you know, one, our offense is doing a great job, and then the other part from our standpoint is you got to get off on third downs, and that was a big thing, you know, last week, because they were so good on third down. St. Louis is another very good third down team. They're 44% on third down, so, you know, we got to do a great job of that. And anytime you can, you know, your offense is functioning like ours was, and then, you know, we have the ability to get off the field on a fairly regular basis, you know, we can hold up our end of that deal and keep that possession. And, you know, we play good defense on the sideline. We're pretty good. So, you know, anytime we can be over there, we're happy about it.
Knowing that every game's a different chapter,
mm-hmm,
in the book, last chapter, it appeared you played far more off coverage than you normally do, a little bit more zone than maybe you normally do. Was that for new guys? Was that San Diego?
No, we really have, you know, I mean, we didn't really have a lot of new things in for that game. We kind of played what we've played, and you know, we've been trying to mix how we're playing our different things, whether it's uptight, off, kind of, you know, combination of those things and go, but and some of them are you know, controlled by sets that they're in and that type of thing, but it wasn't a you know, conscious that, hey, we're going to play off these guys and go like that.
You guys have played pretty good against Manning and Philbert, why is that? Because two of the best you've played some of the best games.
I think, the players have done a great job in preparing a lot of time, and the coaches, their individual coaches, I think have done a great job in helping the players get ready. It's not only the schematics, the scheme that you're playing, but it's also the knowledge, knowledge is power, and whatever you can take into that game, if you can understand, this formation, this split, this thing, it allows you to play, I think, at a faster pace, and play at the top of your game, so you don't have to sit out there and play every conceivable route or combination of routes. The more awareness you have, the better that I think you can execute whatever defense that you're in. So I think that's a tribute to the players getting ready every day, every week in here. And we need to continue to do that.
Can you get that same type of level
Well, yeah, you don't know the quarterback, but the formations and that you still try to study, and the receivers, you try to learn as much about the receivers, as you can, and how they what they do best from these different spots and locations and that type of thing. So we've talked about, you don't have the body of the work on the quarterback that you have with a Brady and Manning, but you gotta be able to play the same way and prepare the same way.
You spent some time around Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of offense is Brian on?
Well, I think he's kind of been in, he's had a system of offense, ever since he's been in the league and since he's been a coordinator. And it's very similar. I'm sure that, they're doing a few things to help the quarterback. They're running the ball, I think, really efficiently. And trying to make the third downs manageable and that type of thing, but I think Shoddy's always liked balance. He likes shifts and motions in his system and that, and he does a really good job with all those things. But the bottom line, he tries to drill down and be a really efficient offense. He wants to be sound. He wants great technique and execution. Which is the key, and that's what he's always done, I think, a really good job of. So, but a really good coach is creative, does a lot of things, has a lot of different personnel groupings. That's always kind of been one of his deals. So, all those things are, play into, I think, the way he envisions an offense performing.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.